I'm delighted to have this invitation to come and speak today. Thank you, Cassie. Because I'm flying tomorrow to Virginia. The first time I'm getting on a plane in a year and a half. And I gotta tell you, I'm nervous about it. So I'd like to be with my peeps and share a good meeting and talk story with you guys to help me handle that. And I also realize I have to treat my husband very kindly and gently today because he's feeling the same feeling. We haven't seen our daughter in 2 years. We're going, but it's challenging. So thank you guys. I'm really glad to be here. So I spoke with Cassie and she said that one of the themes that you guys have been focusing on a little bit or talking about as far as issues is sponsorship. So I thought I would kind of hone in on that topic today. Let me just tell you, I am a compulsive eater and I've heard it described as a garden variety type of compulsive eater. What that means to me is that I was a roller coaster dieter. And I would do this all the time, lose the weight, think life would be wonderful, gain weight and a little bit more, lose it again, gain a little bit, you know, jing, 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 jing. I was on that roller coaster for all of my adult life. Finally reached the point where I didn't have another diet in me. And I reached the highest weight I had ever reached. And at that point also hit a real major depression. Just, you know, what is all this about? And couldn't see a way out at all. So I decided to come to OA. I knew about 12-step fellowships from my professional work because I figured I had nothing left to lose at that point. You know, why the heck not? I had no idea how it could be helpful, but I also figured, well, what the heck, you know, because since suicide didn't seem to be an option at that point, I had a fairly young daughter and I just wouldn't do that to her. Then maybe, you know, this could be good. So I walked into my first face-to-face meeting. I didn't call ahead. I just showed up and I just listened. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. But, oh, by the way, do we have a timer? Because Leslie knows I can do this endlessly. Somebody want to be my timer? What's our time frame? What do we have, Jan, for a time frame for speakers?
I don't know if, excuse me, I don't know if we have one, but.
That's not good for me.
I would say 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay, about 20 minutes. If somebody wants to give me the high sign at 15 minutes, I'll see whether I can wrap and, you know, okay. Thank you. So going back to that first meeting, guys, I just kind of, just sat there in a daze, if you will. And at the end of the meeting, they said, welcome, you can ask questions, you have any questions. So I said, what do I do now? You know, where do I go from here type thing? And someone at the meeting said, well, there's the four words. And I thought, oh, great. There's the magic wand. That'll be my total solution. I'll be all better from here. What are the four words? And he said, three meals, no snacks. The funny thing is, of course, to a roller coaster dieter, someone who knew how to count every point in the, you know, weigh and pay program book and knew all the diabetic exchanges and knew every calorie and everything, that was incredibly liberating because that wasn't a diet. It was living. And even though I had no idea how I would do that, I just thought to myself, I can do that. I have some better ideas now of why I thought that, but at the time I just, that's what I thought. That evening, that was a Friday. That was April 30th, 2010. That was a Friday. My husband and I went into town and saw a play or something like that. And on our way home, we stopped at our neighborhood coffee shop that was open 24 hours, you know, back when you did things like that. Anyway, we went in to get a cup of coffee, cup of decaf, and I had never walked in there without also getting something to have with my coffee. And I thought, oh, but it's not a meal. So I just had coffee. And basically that's been it now for 11 years, guys, that with modifications, with learnings, with evolution, but that's been how I've been working my food plan. I'm maintaining a weight loss of 30 pounds in that time frame. And I mostly, though, lost a lot of weight, you know, if you will, off my shoulders. That's the real key here. The promises say that we get to live joyous and free. And lately, my particular mantra has been how to be happily useful. Happily useful is something I like to be, and that's what our program allows us to be. Now, there are certain ways that this program works, if you will, that we get that place, that really lovely place of happily useful. And that's where, to me, sponsorship is one of the real keys to that. Being sponsored, of course, but also sponsoring. Okay. So let me focus now, pivot and talk about that. And one of the things I love about being asked to speak in OA is that we always travel with everything we need. None of us are experts. We're all just bozos on the bus. We just share our strength, experience, and hope. And I learn from you and you learn from me. And I don't know about anybody else, but I've been keeping journals through the pandemic now on Zoom, where I write down the things I hear at meetings that just, oh my gosh, blow me away. And just in the process of writing them, it helps me remember them. Like yesterday I heard up to my rear end in alligators. And I think I've heard that before, but I hadn't heard it in a while and I really liked it. But things like that, that just help me visualize, I guess is the thing. So I'm going to bring to you some thoughts about sponsorship. And I'd love if those of you who care to want to share on that after the speaker part or not, you know, I mean, I don't like to tell anybody what to share on, but I'd welcome hearing your strength, experience, and hope on it. So sponsorship, when I came in addition to hearing those four words, I also was told you got to work the steps, you got to get a sponsor, you know, you come to meetings. And I was a real goody two shoes. I went to parochial school and I like to follow directions and I love homework and quizzes and tests. I just adore them. So I'm a real structured person. And I got a sponsor right away, someone who was at my very first meeting, who seemed like just a nice person. That's the only thing I went by. And whatever that is, whatever sponsor is, I'll do that. And she used the workbook that accompanies our 12 and 12. As the way she sponsored. We met once a week for an hour, usually at the coffee shop or whatever. And she would give me my homework assignments, which of course I loved, and involved writing, which I didn't realize I loved, but I came to love, as you answer those questions. and that really, really worked for me as far as a process. That was good for me. But what was interesting is that, you know, ready to follow directions, being teachable, I came in that desperate. So that was, that's really a gift. When you come in that desperate, that is a gift because you're not questioning anything. You're just like, okay, that's what I need to do. I do it. Right. And, so I got, I would say really, positive results very quickly for me. Particularly like at our meetings, I was the one that was always, who wants to read the promises? Me, you know, I want to read the promises. But my sponsor said, you know, after I finished my fifth step with her, which was that July, she told me by 4th of July, I'm going to be free. You give me your fifth step by the 4th of July. And I did. And she was right. And she was right to, for me, at least, to give me that deadline. And, she said, now you're ready to sponsor. And I was petrified with that thought, petrified. And I very slowly moved in that direction. I can tell you that the asterisk you see by my name is a nomenclature we use in Oregon in a group to let people know at all the meetings that you're available to sponsor. So I just like to mention that because it's a good visual for people to know, let's say they come late to the meeting, they'll still know who all the available sponsors are. So anyway, but so making yourself available to sponsor for the first time, you know, is really scary. And I have to say, as they say in LA, I ruined my first babies. you know, there's no question I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I followed what I was taught, you know, how I was sponsored, but still, and I had my sponsor to help me, but still. But over time, it got more comfortable. And here's some of the things I've learned. As a sponsor, I have to give back to get back. Okay, this is the key here, guys. This is a circle that closes. Okay, we are given, freely given, the benefits of our program. And then by turning it around and giving it back, we get to keep getting it. It's like a perpetual motion machine, if you will. The energy stays in there. Okay. So also though, to leave that analogy and go to a new one, to move ahead in my program, I needed to sponsor because I needed to be able to put on my thinking cap. When a sponsee brought me issues or questions or concerns that raised my own awareness of my own attitudes towards things. So it's a constant stimulus to learning, okay? This is the one that I love that I didn't believe when I heard this in program and that now I believe, is that when you speak to a sponsee, you hear what you need to hear. So many times what comes out of your mouth is what you're like, oh God, I got to pay attention to that too, you know. And one of the ways I do that is I'll never ask a sponsee to do anything that I won't do. And I have benefited time and time again from doing my own homework assignments. So that I give to a sponsee to do, I do, I move ahead, I learn. Fascinating, even if a sponsee, the program doesn't take for them this time, I've still gained something. It's every time. One of the things I learned through this process, both as a sponsee and a sponsor, is I learned how to be a friend. I apparently missed that particular life skill along the way. I cannot tell you how many friendships I've had that have gone, you know, nuclear. They just blew up. I was mystified by this. One of the things I learned in sponsoring is I show up when I say I show up. I call my sponsor when I say I'll call my sponsor, or I'll meet my sponsor when I say I'll meet my sponsor. And the same for sponsees. They call me, we set a time, I meet them at that time, I meet my commitments. And you know what happens if you do that over time? Guess what? You gain a relationship. Because you've lived up, you've met your commitments, but also you've grown and enriched each other. And that's what friendship is all about. So that's been huge for me. The other thing that sponsorship in particular and service in general does for me is it builds walls to protect me from my disease. I think of them as barriers that my disease has to jump over to get to me, because the more barriers I have, the harder it is for me to decide to compulsively overeat. So if I don't want to give up all my sponsees who have become so valuable to me and so precious, then I'm going to think twice, three times, four times, five times before I would reach for food as a source of comfort. Better to just call one of them, you know, that kind of thing. But the more barriers I put up, the better I am as far as safe and secure. I use safe a lot in describing my recovery, is that I feel safe. I'm going down a nice road with bumpers that keep me on this nice road. And my sponsees are part of that. And my sponsor is part of that, big part of it. So in the big book, it tells us with our disease, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, with addiction in general, selfishness is the problem. Me, 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 me. I want, I want, I want. Why are they doing this to me? Why is this happening to me? My, me, 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 me. The opposite of selfishness is the solution. So if selfishness is the problem, the opposite is the solution. And sponsoring, showing up for folks, who you're not being paid a dime. Okay. You are, and you're just offering your strength, experience, and hope. That's it. You know, you're not, like they say in some programs, you're not an ATM, you're not a lawyer, you're not a bail provider. You're not, you know, that's, you can tell I'm talking AA stuff there, but you know, in OA, we are offering our strength, experience, and hope, and we're showing up for them. We're showing them that we can love you till you love yourself. And I do a newcomer meeting every Saturday night at 6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Me and a colleague in my area, we've been doing it for a little over a year on Zoom. And one of the things that I realize is when you're new, you really come in hot, baby. You know, I mean, the crazy is going, okay? And it really puts me in touch with the crazy when I'm working with newcomers. Because we, you know, a newcomer is just coming in with that wonderful gift of desperation. And I can't tell you how many times in the newcomer meeting I say, okay, everybody, just take a deep breath. You didn't get here overnight. You're not going to get out of here overnight. This is a journey. We're all going to get out of it alive, but you know, it's a journey. So the opposite of selfishness, in other words, giving of oneself basically, is the solution. The really cool thing is I didn't know how good that felt to give of oneself totally, which is really what's asked of a sponsor. You're being a witness to another person's recovery. It's an amazing feeling when you see that light come on in their eyes. Oh my God, you can't touch that feeling with the, there's nothing else like it. You don't want to miss this, right? But it's what you're doing for a sponsee and giving of yourself and modeling that is a fantastic part of the solution for our problem, our problem of selfishness. Okay, and then you're talking about a real certified control freak here. You can see, for instance, I love bureaucracy. I like service. I'm up to my rear end in that kind of stuff. Anyway, but I've learned some things in sponsoring that were particularly important for me to learn. If you're not in a diaper, I can't change you. I heard that at a meeting lately, and man, I love it. I think I might counter cross-stitch that one. I've offered diaper as a safe word to my adult daughter. So she can just look at me and say, diaper mom. And I know, whoops, okay, back off. But that's also really true in sponsorship. We are just providing our own strength, experience, and hope. They're on their journey. So they're going to take it the way they need to take it. I am trying to be a guidepost of the 12 steps in that journey, but basically I can't change them and I ain't responsible for their recovery either. They are.
So 15 minutes.
Yeah. Perfect. Great. Okay. So, but that's a really important part of it for those of us who are kind of wanting to control things and start to feel responsible for a sponsee's recovery, which can, of course, deaden the desire to be a sponsor if you start to feel that way. So realizing that actually giving that person the dignity of their personhood, that they're on their own journey, is a really important part of that. So that all being said, I'm going to put in the chat our OregonOA.org website. If you have any newcomers, they're very welcome to come. Members are very welcome to come to our new to OA meeting because we like to have more voices than just me and Bob, the two of us that do it. This week, I'm pretty excited tonight because I invited back some of the newcomers we sent digital Where Do I Start pamphlets to. I had their emails. So I contacted them and said, I hope you're doing well. Hey, I don't think I was saying this when you came to the newcomer meeting, but please come back and visit us because nothing will be more realistic to a newcomer, brand new sitting in the chair, than someone who was sitting in that chair just a couple of months ago. You know, so, and I've heard back from some, they're going to try and come. So this could be reunion night. for some folks tonight, which could be kind of fun. And they will be the folks, I'm going to ask them to share what their journey has been so far in OA. So, but what this also leads me to is virtual sponsorship. And for those of you in Alaska, this is really critical. Both be a sponsor and get a sponsor. Virtual works fantastic. I had virtual sponsees before the pandemic, and it worked great. I have someone up in Vancouver, BC. I have someone in Bend, Oregon. I don't see them personally, but boy, now that they're Zoom, I get to see them, which is way cool. But before that, it was by phone. And it can work beautifully. So being a sponsor, even if you're in a small town where, you know, someone doesn't need you to be their sponsor, believe me, Region 1 takes lists of people willing to sponsor and then matches with people who are looking for a sponsor virtually. So please throw your hat in that ring. And I'm sponsoring, or I should say co-sponsoring someone in Greece as well. And I mean, this is fun stuff. You know, it's really broadens your world in ways you just, I can't wait till the world opens up and I can go to Greece. But it broadens your world in ways that I had never imagined it could. So thank you very much. Lovely to see you all. And thanks for inviting me.